Parshat Chayesara, you have the story of Eliezer Eben Abraham coming to try and find a wife for Yitzchak. He comes to the well and he makes this deal, this devises a plan with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hashem, I'm going to go up to a girl and ask her if she can give me some water. And if she says, I'll give you and your camels, I'll know that's the right woman for Yitzchak to marry. So that's the story as we all know it. And Chazal and all the poskim and all the mefarshim and the Gemara and the Rambam all discuss, was this nechush, was this like witchcraft, was this voodoo? What was this? How did this happen? What was this legitimate? Was it a legitimate request? He was asked did he ask legitimately? He was answered legitimately, that we know. He found Rivka. So the Beis Halevi looks at this and he says, you know, Hakol Haya B'Derech Nichush. This was all like mystical. Nichush is like trying to predict the future, control the future. Right? We have Lot Nachash as one of the Isurim in Vayikra. So he says, but Hakol Zeh Haya B'Derech Chachma Ktzat. There was a little bit of Chachma to what he said. And what was the Chachma? And this is what I find so fascinating. Do you know any germophobes? You know about like sharing liquid, and when somebody drinks from your container, what happens to it? It's got germs. And then there's the backwash, right? So you'd think this was a new concept made up by your friend in camp who didn't want to share his water bottle. But the Beis Halevi says, no, that was what Eliezer was planning. He says he's going to go up to ask a girl, hey, can I drink? Now look, there's not like pitchers and water bottles sitting by the well that if you want to drink, just take one. She has a pitcher. And if he's going to take a drink, he's going to take a drink from her pitcher. Now her pitcher is going to have germs. And what's left in the pitcher is going to have his backwash. So how is she going to react to that? There's a few ways she could. She could either just be fine with it, which means she doesn't know about germs. She's not so smart, not so educated. That's a non-starter as well. If she knows about it, she could take it and spill it out. Okay? But then how's that going to make him feel? Oh man, you know, can't drink from the thing you drink from. So that would mean that she doesn't have good midos. So all of this was part of the test. So... She doesn't want to have to carry it home if it's water that she can't drink. So what's she going to do? She's going to go give it to the camels. Or just dump it out. Meaning, why not waste it? We may as well feed one of the camels. So if her immediate reaction to him drinking from it is to pour the rest in the camels, so okay, at least, you know, he knows that she's careful about the germs. But a little, you know, you got to find a way to do it. So she came up with the perfect way, and that was the test. In other words, how can I take after he drunk and pour it for the camels without him being hurt by it? How? By telling him in advance, not only will I give you, and I'm not just going to pour the rest for the camels, I'm going to keep pouring for the camels, and I want to make sure the camels have enough to drink. And therefore, when she pours out, after he drinks from it, and he's satisfied, and she pours out the rest in the camel's trough, it's not because, ugh, I can't drink after you. You got germs, you got cooties, you got whatever you got. You got corona, okay? You've got whatever you've got that I don't want to catch from you. But no, you're done. Well, now I'm going to start giving the camel. So she pours the rest in the camels and fills it up and does it 10 times. And this way, his kavod was never, ever hurt at any point. And therefore, that was the test that he devised. In other words, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the woman who I find for Yitzchak to marry should be somebody who not only has the midos to offer me water when she doesn't know me and she doesn't know what diseases I'm carrying and I might contaminate her pitcher. She's going to be willing to let me do it. And of course, she's going to be educated enough to know that she's not going to want to drink after that. And so she's going to spill it out. She should be somebody who's sensitive enough to people's feelings that she'll do it in a way that won't hurt my feelings, and the way will be that she'll be sensitive enough to want to water all the camels. So the test is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm just going to ask a person for water, find the person who's going to ask, is going to say, sure, I'll give you and all your camels. Why? Because the underlying premise is, I'm going to take care of your camels, but really what I'm doing is I'm spilling out the water that you drink from in a way that doesn't hurt you. That ultra sensitivity is what he was looking for who should be one of the imahos, the leaders of our nation. And that's supposed to be the message for us, as in we're supposed to learn from our rabbos and imahos, who are the leaders of our nation, and we're supposed to learn from them to try to be ultra sensitive to people's feelings, just like that. That, okay, I have to spill this out, but if I spill it out, you're going to get insulted. So can I figure out a way to reject you without you noticing? That, because sometimes you got to say no to people. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But if you figure out a way to politely, diplomatically say no, that was the ultimate care about how the other person feels, other person's feelings, and that was the ultimate sign of her midos, which made her worthy of becoming Rivka Imenu. Shkai.